This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Here I am to ruin the end of every song for you once again.
Or improve it.
Okay. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. We really have it all for you here. Except we don't have Vinny yet. We're still waiting on Vinny. Hello, Vinny, if you're listening in your car. I know he's, there's a guy who wants to be on time.
7:07. Did you get Vinny fired now too, Sarah?
Oh my God. Don't do that. And also remember, don't get attached to Bob. We know that she's adorable.
Yeah.
We're well aware. Okay. I want to say thank you to Creative Energy. They're bringing us this part of the show. My brand new hot tub is in. We filled it yesterday. I cannot wait to get in that thing today. Oh my God, I'm tingling all over. I can't wait. It's a game changer for my relaxation game through the roof.
Surprised you're even here today.
I know. Why am I not just lounging in that thing all day? Yeah. How long can you sit in a hot tub? You can't sit in it all day, right? You get so hot.
I'm sure we'll get a text telling us because we're getting texts about how long you need to wait before you go in after eating.
Oh, do they think I'm going to cramp up and drown?
You need to wait 30 minutes after eating before getting into the hot tub. It can impact your digestive process. Legit, that's from the 408.
Oh, well, that's not good news. I think I was going to eat first and then get in.
That was the plan.
Mm.
I may
have to get in first and eat after.
Or eat in the hot tub.
I'm going to eat in the hot tub. What am I making, soup over here? Stop it. Getting food in there. It's a pretty good filter, though. Right now, everything's falling off the trees. Like, we have this, we have a tree that's basically snowing in our backyard, this really pretty cherry tree. But I'm like getting annoyed by how many of the petals are getting in my beautiful new hot tub. Like, close the top.
That could make for a great pick, though.
Yes, it's really pretty. It is actually pretty.
For your thirst trap.
Oh, that I'm covered in the...
Yeah, they can cover your bits.
Oh, my goodness. What a great idea, you guys. Why didn't I think of that?
Yeah, I'll just scoop
up the flower petals and...
Could be a new ad for Creative Energy.
Great. I'm sure they'll be thrilled. That's what they want. 60-year-old ladies, thirst trapping in their... Maybe they do want that.
They might. 60-year-old
ladies are so in right now.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much. Oh, you know what? It's so funny. I actually have a story about that. There's a band called Garbage. Actually, let me hold on. One thing at a time.
Finish your spot.
Creative Energy. You can create your own personal paradise too. Visit creativeenergy.com for all their store locations. You go to San Rafael, say hi to Cole. Actually, there's a lot of nice people over there, and they really know how to dial it. They know exactly what you're going to need. They come out, they do a site survey. It's awesome. I really had a very positive experience there. Okay, so I'll start with this one here. First of all, I don't know if everybody knows the band Garbage.
Yeah, Shirley Manson.
Shirley Manson, exactly. Yeah. Shirley Manson is exactly my age, and I've met her before. Not that she would, it's not like she knows me, but I do know her. But when I worked at this, I worked at the Point in St. Louis, and when we worked at DRE, and Garbage was just on fire right then. So huge. So 30 years ago, there she is, she's in her 20s, and totally rocking. So Britain's Daily Mail tabloid recently posted a headline saying the members of the band look unrecognizable. So I think I might have sent you this Instagram post, possibly. I'm going to post it right now on the Sarah.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Okay, great. Because I'm going to put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page because it kind of pissed me off.
I thought they looked good.
I concur. Like, her hair is lighter now. I mean, she was She had like short brown hair. That's how I always sort of remember her.
Right.
You stupid girl. I know. So good. I loved that. There was one record that every song on it was incredible. So there's a picture. And it says, iconic American rock band look unrecognizable in new album promo snaps as they promote its first single. And she's mad about it. And you can't blame her. Her post goes, well, quite a header from the Daily Mail yesterday. What is this supposed to mean? The Druids look almost exactly the same as they've always done for 30 years. It must be the guys in her band.
Yeah.
In her band. So I can't help thinking this is directed at me. Look, I'm nearly 60 years old. Of course I'm not going to look anything like my late 20s self. Quite honestly, I think it'd be a little bit creepy if I did. But that's just me. Oh, hey, Betty. How are you?
Hey.
Get yourself together. We're in the middle of a Shirley Manson story. She's mad because the Daily Mail said that she was the band was unrecognizable. But she says, they're talking about me.
Of course.
So, quite honestly, I think it'd be creepy if I still looked like I was in my 20s. But that's just me. Either way, this kind of language is weaponized to put a woman like me in my place. So I've decided to reject this gift. This gift is a fail. I shall continue to age as I am. I will continue to wrinkle and flub, lose an inch of my height here and gain a new inch or two there. But I will still look cute in my pajamas with bedhead and no makeup on. And I will always, no matter what I look like, no matter what they say about me, I will always and forever rock harder than most.
Yes.
I know.
Shirley. She's awesome. That's great.
Yeah. So I replied to her.
Oh, you did?
I did. I'm like, F it, I'm gonna.
Did you write, hey, it's your friend Sarah?
F and A, right. No, I didn't. I said, you know, I've been in love with Shirley for 30 years, and I still punch. And what I'm telling you, she punches the air when she's singing on stage. And every time I have performed ever in the last 30 years, I'll give her the old 1-2 and think Shirley Manson. I love her. Hi, Vin. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. So you're saying you've modeled your stage antics after Shirley Manson.
Just that one move. I love that. You know, like, because a lot of times when I'm on stage and I'm not singing and, you know, waiting through a solo or whatever, I'm usually like, you know.
Those freaking guitar players.
I know. God, hogging the spotlight.
Don't they know that
you're playing the whole time.
You have words to sing.
I got words to sing. But I'll play like some air guitar. But I do like to throw a couple punches in there and think and channel my inner Shirley Manson. And I think they look great in this picture. Hold on.
I gotta find it real quick.
Let's pull that up so Vinny can take it. I mean, they look like people who've been rocking for years. They probably are the hardest rockers we'll ever know about. So I just felt like, yeah, good for you.
Who, Garbage?
Yeah, Garbage.
The hardest rockers we'll ever know about.
Well, no, but I'm sure they're rocking as hard as anyone. Oh. So here's the thing. So there's the promo pic. As they're all now 30 years older than they were when that first record came out.
She looks awesome.
I think so, too.
Yeah,
the Daily Mail says, iconic American rock band look unrecognizable in new album promo snaps as they promote its first single. So they're basically saying, Shirley looks old. And that's how she took
it. Well, I don't know. The guy with the gray beard looks old. She actually looks great.
I think so, too.
But you know what? If she didn't put out such a solid message, I'd say, what? Shirley, what do you even care? You look incredible. The band is great. Anyone who's seen Garbage Live knows they're great.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen them twice at least.
Yeah, they're
Shoreline,
amazing.
And I saw them on Trippin' with Vinny.
Oh.
I think they opened for Smashing Pumpkins.
Oh, wow.
Where did that show
Atlanta.
Happen?
Atlanta.
Oh, my God, right. God, there were all kinds of fun and surprises on that trip. So how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Okay, great.
Excellent. Yeah.
Yeah. Or
just keep rolling or anything?
Yeah, let's roll.
Okay.
Let's do a show.
All right. I'm going to start here now that I've already started with, I'm going to start with Vinny, with Jed the Fish.
Yeah.
So as a person who's been in radio most of my life, and Vinny, I know you grew up down south, Jed the Fish, his name is Jed Gould, and he was a longtime DJ at K-Rock. And he's passed from lung cancer. And they say it was a really quick, he found out and it took him fast.
Was he a smoker? Probably, right?
I don't see that in the story. My guess is.
Well, it feels like,
to
even say it almost feels like he was asking for it. But no one starts smoking, thinks they're never going to be able to quit.
I want to say he was about, he would have been 70 this year, it looks like.
Right.
Wow.
But he joined K-Rock in 1978. And he's just been huge. Like I was working across the country and I'd heard of Jed the Fish. Like
in my experience, And it's interesting that I've found myself in radio and love it so much. I didn't really listen to radio as a kid. Mm. But what I did listen to was K-Rock. And I listened to two people, Jed the Fish and a guy called Rodney on the Rock. Mm. And he had this, like, it's one of those weekend night shows where they play punk rock.
Right.
And so I listened to him. But Jed the Fish was super famous and on in the afternoons forever.
Yep.
And then he went on to do a show called, you know how they people get these specialty shows. He did a show called Out of Order, and he counted down the alternative top 20, but he did it, you know, out of order. Right. So you'd get the 14th song, and then you'd get the first song, and then you'd get the 20th. And he just sort of...
Oh, that's fun. He just, like, as it occurred to him, he'd tell you a little story.
It was one of my first gigs was, you know, after I got on the air was, you know, I'd board op weekends and play syndicated shows. So, like, yeah.
Oh, how funny. Yeah,
so, you, like, played Out of Order.
Played Out of Order. Yeah. I did Dr. Demento.
Yeah, you worked at a cool station. You know. I had to play the Dr. Dean Adele show and the Rush Limbaugh show. Okay.
I played church.
I played church music?
I played, no, church. Like... On the pancake was church.
Sunday morning.
I did that too when I first started.
That's the first thing I did.
That is hilarious.
We called it the God Squad, and you got stuck doing the God Squad on Sundays. Yeah, we had an AM and an FM station in my little town of West Virginia, so I get to do some stuff on the FM station, which was the cool stuff. But the first job was the God Squad.
I was on the rock station, and then would go to the AM. In Oceanside, a whole other little thing, and put on the church. And then I started going, hello?
It happens.
Hello, good morning, everyone. And then, like, a few more sentences and a few more. And I was like, hey, this is pretty fun. No one noticed. No one.
Right.
I only got on because somebody didn't show up at 6 a.m. to go onto the rock station, and they were out drinking
right place,
all night
right
and
time,
didn't make
baby.
It. And guys, like, you're up, buddy. Go play some albums.
Go shoot your shot.
Yep.
This is it. Let's see how you do.
But yeah, Jed the Fish.
It is funny. That you started. So was it on like a little AM thing or something?
It was
like
the AM sister to the FM I was on. Both signals were terrible. And, you know, you don't. Right. I was brand new in radio. I didn't know, but they kept saying, we're like fighting with one hand behind her. There's no one can hear us. Mm. But do your best work.
The first station I worked at was this the place where I was running the Dr. Dean Adele show. And so I had to work. And, you know, baby in radio, I worked every Christmas, every New Year, mm-hmm. the 4th yep. of July, all the Thanksgiving. My mom, you know, sent me to work with a covered plate. And all my friends would be on the phone, like we'd be talking all day because I didn't get to go and do any of the fun things with them. And so there were a bunch of little sound effects on carts in there. So mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, have the radio on during the day, you know, playing the oldies thing. And in between, I'd, you know, put like a sound or a, you know, nice. And they would just love it so much. Like, play the one. And I knew nobody was listening.
But Jed the Fish was the cool guy in the afternoon. Yeah. And it was at a time.
Legendary.
When
everybody knows.
I would
name
never
in radio.
Have even thought, much less actually, there was no way to do it, but to see what he looked like.
Right.
Like, I didn't even try.
Yeah. Well, there were no websites. What's a website? What are you talking about?
So
you might see a picture of them in the trades
now, but as a kid, just, you know, going surfing and being in Orange County, and you could hear K-Rock, and he was someone I listened to. It was just, yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like the days before MTV, like bands could be ugly, you know, like you don't know what DJs, nobody ever saw DJs.
Right.
You'd go see them and be like, oh my God. God, because even if they weren't like completely butt ugly, which most of us are, they would just not be what you pictured at all. You'd think it was somebody completely different. I miss those days, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's just part of the gig and the whole, you know, social media aspect of it all too. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I still love doing it. I still love doing it.
No, it's absolutely great. I remember working at this place in Florida called Q96 FM, another guaranteed six in a row, Q96 FM. And we would do these van runs, which anybody in radio knows. You had to take the van out. You'd give out stickers. You'd be like, you know, you'd call into the station. Hey, it's, you know, Sarum rocking over here at the Hillsdale Mall, you know, whatever it is. And this guy comes out. So there's a few people hanging out. We're cranking the station. And I'm standing there, you know, in my Q96 t-shirt, thinking I'm so cool. I'm probably like 25. So I was hot. And this guy comes around the corner.
So I was
hot back then. I was super hot. Big hair. Like rock station. So, you know, Winger was playing. So this guy comes around. He's like, Where's Sarah Clark? I'm like, I'm Sarah. And he's like,
Oh God.
He was horrified. This was right around the time, too. And I had done like a career day thing.
Oh, and the kid said, why are you so ugly?
Why are you so ugly?
Never got over it either.
I know. My God. I'm like, public speaking can go itself. I'm never doing that again. Why should I? Why should I try and help children? Ugh.
This lady, though, she's the one who says, that guy's got Jeep eyes. The hottest guy in Hollywood.
He does.
Well, that guy.
I'm judging. I feel like I can. I've been judged. I like to judge. Where's my gal?
Leave Glenn Powell alone.
No, Glenn is, he's actually grown on me, I guess because everybody's into him, but definitely.
I'm not into him. I just know he's the hot guy in Hollywood. Mm. That's it. He was huge in Maverick, and now he seems to have done, since then, 20 movies.
Yeah, he's in a. Is it going to be a movie or a show?
The
Running Man.
It's a The Running Man. I believe movie.
That was the one. Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, and then he's got that other. Man, he's got so many projects.
He does. Oh right, and then he's got the Cody Johnson.
Yeah.
Show where he's like an undercover dude. That was really fun.
He is red hot.
Yeah.
I mean, as he is. You know, Hollywood stars go. He'll be able.
A bit
to,
of a Cyclops, but you know.
Yeah, whatever. They all do this too. The work comes so fast and furious, but they build their fortune in like 3 years.
Yeah.
And then they can start going, all right, pump the brakes. Let me pick some decent projects here.
Right. Let's get some vanity pieces going here.
Right.
Chad Powers, by the way.
Chad Powers. Something.
Yeah. Cody Johnson.
Chad. Anyway, who's Cody Johnson?
He's a country artist.
Oh, okay.
Rest in peace, Jed the Fish.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
LA area will miss you greatly, I'm sure. A lot of people today are remembering. And that's what I like about radio. I know podcasts and on demand and all, but what I like is that you do a show and it's in the air and it's not in the air. It's either in people's memories or it isn't.
Right.
I love that.
Yes. Yep. I know. It's neat. It's, and as you know, when we were baby radio DJs, we had a lot of people to look up to, and little baby radio DJs today really don't have that many people. Like it has thinned out. We're not growing new. We don't have a new crop. Bob is like the only seed. We're treasuring her and nurturing her because she's the only seed in the field right now.
She's hot property. That's what you're saying.
Cans off, everybody. She's ours.
For now.
Yeah.
Till she says, you know, I got this great offer.
Because she was the only baby DJ around for it. She's great. We're going to take her.
I'm sure at some point, there's like three main companies, maybe four in the Bay Area that own all the radio stations. At some point, they're going to say to themselves, we better start bringing in some interns and training people up.
Mm.
Like they have to. I'm good for, by the way, Bay Area, I'm good for 10 more years. I want to keep doing this. I love it.
I don't think I got 10 more in me.
I understand. And that's okay.
Yeah.
But I'm still, I mean, these guys may get rid of me, but I'm still going to be on the radio somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm into it. I like it.
I feel like a nice podcast might be fun. If we can find a way. Maddie says you can make money doing that. Okay. He says it. He says it to me all the time.
Can you?
Yeah. Sure can. But radio is, I mean, I didn't come back. They didn't leave podcasting and come back to radio because radio is awful. Radio is the best.
Radio is the best.
I'm here because this is the most fun in my life has always been this. Doing this live. It's all out there. Yeah. This is the best. It's a blessing to be able to do this job.
I agree. And on that note, we're going to break because look at the time. See how fast when you're having fun?
Oh.
Time just flies by. I literally thought it was 5 minutes earlier than it is right now. And then I looked up and went, that's not good. Vince, I don't even want to ask you what you have coming up.
You're going to love the news break I have prepared for you, everyone.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check out the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page for more info on everything we talked about on the show. I've already posted a bunch of stuff up there today. Go check it out. Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. For more than 30 years, Fremont Bank Foundation has opened doors to arts, entertainment, education, and basic needs for our neighbors. Now and tomorrow, it's just what they do. Yep. Explore FremontBank.com today.
.com.
.com is right. All right, here's what's happening. So yesterday was pretty nice. I don't know if you noticed.
It was cool, though, like sunny, but cool and kind of breezy. It's really nice.
At the beach, it really didn't clear up.
Oh, is that so?
For a lot. And I know a lot of people. No, it was actually just overcast and right over the beach. So, like, a lot of people were probably driving in going, it's going to be so fun. Spring break.
Woo!
Yeah.
It's freezing on
here. It's freezing here.
What's going on?
So be aware that some of the coastal locations are not burning off as quickly as you might like. I think by evening time, there was a decent sunset.
Right.
But by that point, I was already done with the outdoors. And
it's like we're getting into that summer thing where every afternoon the fog rolls in. And just when you think it's going to be a nice night, it's freezing and misty.
So tonight is a big deal for the Warriors. They've got a game against Memphis. It's a home game, 7 p.m. It's on TNT, so you can watch from home if you can't make it out to the game. But some of you can go watch a playoff game right here in town.
Which is incredible.
Super cool.
Check it out.
Memphis at Golden State. 7 p.m. game time. Go Warriors!
Go Warriors!
You two are fun.
Thanks. We think so too.
It's tax day.
Oh, yeah, yeah. If you haven't done your, do you get your taxes done, Maddie?
My accountant has them, so I have a feeling that I'm in extension land.
Today is the deadline for most Americans, unless you get an extension.
Maddie.
They say there are people in a few states that there were some disasters, so they got extensions automatically.
Oh, that's good.
And then, of course, everyone online gets that cold splash of water on the 15th. Wait, what? It's tax day? Oh.
Is that something that happens every year?
Where have I been? What happened? I don't know. I better.
I don't understand. I'm going to ask my dad about it. I don't understand. What are you talking about? I gotta fill out something. That seems silly.
There are definitely people out there who will not file at all or rush for an extension today. Man, I would never mess with that, but I get it.
Yep.
It feels like you're paying most your money to a government you have no say in. Well, they'll come for you. You know. There's your warning.
Maybe they can make that part of the government go away, too. Wouldn't that be nice? It's like the one part I want to go away. Oh, wait, they closed down the IRS? Okay. Oh, that's too bad. Let's see how that goes over the next few years.
This is, you know, we are the media here in the Bay Area, and we just got done telling you how much we love what we do, and we take it very seriously, as much as, you know, when someone says, oh, yeah? What's your show like? I usually go, it's mostly nonsense. Right. Like, if they don't know.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't really explain it. Like, we start talking about stuff, but then we wind up talking about other stuff. And then we're like out in the weeds. But then we remember where we are. We get all the way back to the beginning.
Mostly nonsense how I bubble that down. Just mostly nonsense. Yeah. But I do believe we're trying to keep people's spirits up and hopefully brighten your day. And
right. We're trying to be the place where we're not talking about what's being cut out of the government, et cetera.
And we're aware that, you know, mistakes happen. When something like this happens, it's hard to imagine what is behind it. KTLA, a news station down south.
Yes.
Released an apology Friday morning after its official Twitter account. Twitter tweeted.
Twitter.
The N-word.
Yeah!
Oh!
What?
You hear your reactions?
Yes.
That was Twitter's reaction as well. Well, right, and they're a news station, so, you know, the whole time, it's like, why in the world?
How did that slip through? Is that an AI thing?
The tweet was quickly spotted in the morning of April 11th by users online who screenshotted it and began sharing it before KTLA could delete it. Again, a news station down in LA tweeted, and I don't have it. So they got rid of it, but someone screen capped it
right,
and sent it everywhere.
Oh, boy. What was the context?
I don't have it.
Oh, we don't. Okay.
I don't have it. I could have searched it.
Mm.
But there isn't going to be a I'm not even going to get in the game of trying to defend them.
No.
There isn't a reason.
Right.
But they say KTLA experienced a technical error while adding language filters to our social media accounts. Resulting in an offensive word being accidentally shared. We are appalled. Are you?
So the tweet was just the N-word.
Oh, there was no.
Yeah, the N word with an S.
No,
yep.
Okay.
That was it.
We are appalled and apologize that this occurred. Now,
it was just that word. Was it that word spelled
hard R?
Hard R. God, thank you. That's what I was looking for. I got to put all the variations on that. There's a lot of, there's some variations on that that will also need to be filtered out.
Maybe you guys would know better. I don't know about this putting words in advance on your script, on your page to keep you from using them.
To keep you from using. Never heard that before in my life.
Yeah, like what?
No. I'm sure they were inputting words that they wanted. I don't know. Like maybe KTLA has a bunch of people who are able to post on the Twitter feed. That's the only thing I can think of is that a company, there might be a bunch of people who are able to post to it, and they would say these words never make it onto our Twitter.
So there are filters they can use so that if one guy
presumably
has too many drinks and wants to, you know, say something crazy, he can't.
He wouldn't be able to.
He wouldn't. Okay.
So I've worked in social media. I teach social media. I've never heard of inputting words that you're not going to use. Like that is. I've never heard this in my life. Like,
that's what I'm saying. I don't know what they're talking about.
It's probably. For the comments, you can put words.
You can say filter
the comments.
But why would
you wouldn't be putting them in anywhere where this
where they could get posted?
Absolutely not.
Right.
Like absolutely not.
So that's the question. Like why? Who was trying to work some kind of filter, whatever kind, and put that into a place that could get published?
And the other thing is, you know, with these accounts, just like, you know, here we work for a big company. We have, you know, we change our passwords constantly. We have security. There's like, there's a lot of gatekeeping before, you know, somebody can post.
It's actually a huge pain in the ass to post to any of our social media because there's like five hoops to jump through.
Yeah.
And they're different every single time.
Yeah. This was a user error. I have no doubt about it. Like somebody.
Well, that was their story, is this was being added as a filter to their social media account. And unfortunately, it got added and someone hit send and then went whoops, except that people caught it, sent it everywhere.
How long was it up for, does it say?
It doesn't say, but it was up long enough for someone to screenshot it.
By the time it was, the last screenshot that I have, there was 125 views, 4 retweets, 3 quotes, and 2 likes. So it was up long enough for that.
For action to take place.
Yeah.
The guy just moved on to whatever the next offensive words were.
Yeah.
The explanation from KTLA for the N-word being on their Twitter account has not stopped users from criticizing both the station's mistake and its apology.
Oh, what's wrong with the apology?
Aside from the apology obviously not being true, why would a news outlet need language filters on social media accounts?
Well,
someone's getting fired today.
I think what Bob said is probably pretty valid. Like, it's a lot of times the problem is the comments. And if you're not going through and personally curating that, if, you know, 10,000 people comment on something, you'd want it to not have things that weren't family friendly on there if you were a big station.
It is just, I use a lot of different social media equipment and filters and things, and I've never heard of that. So.
Well, just because you haven't heard of it doesn't mean it's not a thing.
I'm not saying it's not a thing, but it confounds me that anything like that could end up becoming an actual post. Though.
Well, now people are posting things like KKKTLA.
Oh, I mean, it was obviously a mistake.
You know. Just took their white hood off. So, you know.
It's not, it's a very unfortunate incident for them. That is for sure.
Didn't go well.
However, whatever the hell was going on over there, it always makes me think, though, that there's just some person who works there who's just like, F this place. Click, 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 send. Oops. I don't know what happened.
Well, on
their way out the door.
I was going to say the tweeter that said someone's getting fired today is probably pretty spot on. Mm. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, I have a dinger. What am I doing? It's the one
button
I got.
Your nose doesn't ding, huh?
No.
Mm, ding, ding, ding. That boops. This is a boop.
Right.
Right. Sorry.
This is something I saw and I thought, how interesting. I would like to believe most of us would answer in a positive way, but I'll read the question and then you guys can decide.
Okay.
If your adolescent self met you right now, would they be proud or disappointed?
I thought about that.
What do you mean?
I look at my hair and just, you know, like what my face is, the ruin of my neck and my face. And I think, I wonder if I'd be like horrified or if I'd be like, well, you know, not bad for 58. So the answer is, I don't know. I think I'd be pretty bummed.
You don't think you'd say to yourself,
what?
Wow,
is this what you've let happen to us?
You've put together a pretty good career for yourself. Yeah. You've done well. You have two.
Oh, this isn't just based on looks?
You went to looks.
Jesus Christ. No one brought up looks.
Yeah, you immediately went. I was with the woman, Vinny. I'm like, what about your family and your career?
They get to see everything. All right.
Then I guess they'd be like, that looks like a boring life. You got a hot tub later?
Are you?
I am.
Is it?
It is.
Did you?
We filled it yesterday. It has not, but it was at the high 90s when we went to bed. And I think it's going to get to 103.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's your preferred tab.
I don't know. We'll find out.
If your adolescent self met you right now, would you be proud or disappointed, Maddie?
I think he wanted to do radio in my adolescence.
And there you go.
He would come back and be like, oh, you did it. Good job, buddy. And maybe the rest of the stuff, he'd be like, maybe you could have made some better choices along the way. But yeah.
Yeah, but you're doing well now.
Yeah.
So if your adolescent self met you right now.
Right now.
Your adolescent self would have to say, way to pull yourself out of a serious nosedive. Like, really,
I will shake him and go, trust me, you do not want to start drinking.
Right. If you could tell your adolescent self, give them some advice. Here are the things. Here's where you went wrong.
Yeah.
Although sometimes going wrong is the thing that gets you to where you are. You know, meet somebody, you take a turn.
I know you're very barely out of your adolescence, but would your adolescent self be proud of yourself today, or would your adolescent self be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I think she would be like, heck yeah.
All right.
Oh.
I like to hear that.
Just take a look at the fiance and be like,
For real. And definitely that.
Have you seen Susan? Do you know she's really good looking? Or he, I mean?
I have not seen Susan. Oh. I don't actually, I will say that Bob and I have not really, we've never gone to coffee and had like the heart to heart.
Oh.
It's almost like, in a way, because she's super private, it's almost better that we get it in dribs and drabs.
Yeah. Well, and she should stay private because, you know.
Well, her name's Bob the whole time.
Right.
And we don't want everyone getting attached to her.
Well, no, but we just talked about what's her bucket. Talking about, second she talked about her teeth, it's open field.
Yep,
like,
that's it.
Everybody can mention whatever they want about this chick's
that's
teeth.
Right. And you've made it a thing where anybody can talk about
and
it.
And do bits about it.
Oh, and she got her first complaint already on text because we were talking about the Great Highway and somebody's like, does she like that park? Oh my gosh. Welcome to radio.
Oh, yep. Bob did.
Yeah, Bob did.
I see. You're talking about Amy Lou. I'm like, she's got park, Sunset Dunes. Like,
you give people just a little bit and they get, you know, they're going to go, they're going to run with it.
Mm.
Here's your headline in the next story. Men prefer natural lips on women over fake pouty ones.
Mm. What do women prefer, though? That's who we're doing stuff for.
Well, would you say that the ladies getting the duck lip look are doing that for other ladies?
Yes, I would, kind of. Because I think that, as John explained to me one time, guys will bone anything. So you don't have to try that hard. I think that women do a lot of stuff for other women. It's almost like a weird competition. I don't think they do it completely for that reason. But when I see the people with the duck lips, I always think to myself, that's for somebody. I don't think that to myself. I just go, hmm. Or I go, wow, great job, Kylie. You needed that.
Scientists at the University of Sydney showed 32 students, 16 men, 16 women, a series of computer-generated faces with varying sized lips. Each face was... So they do this whole thing, and women do look better with fuller lips. Men, it doesn't even rank. Like,
oh, really?
Do you like a man with a full lip? Do you know if Johnny Depp has full lips or thin lips?
I can't really picture his lips.
Right. It's hard to imagine that you would think anything of that. Mm. Unless they were so abnormally thin that you'd go, where the hell's that guy's lips?
Mm. That would just be like kissing face.
Yeah.
There's no pillow there. There's nothing that gives, right? Hmm.
Male participants overwhelmingly chose natural lips as the most appealing on female faces. And I understand that. I remember a lady I dated got a boob job and she was like, I didn't get this so I'd look good when we were doing it, you dumb. And I was like, well, you don't have to be mean.
Yeah.
But
humor me.
Sheesh. But she was saying that she was so flat and really tall and was modeling and needed the curve. Mm. Needed to fill out her tops. They weren't fitting. She couldn't find clothes. Everything had to be. And I was like, all right, whatever. I don't know. What do I know about it?
Right.
Hong Kong. And she was like, you can do that, but.
You know, I can't feel that.
I've lost all feeling. They're gone. They're just decorative. Entire. I was like, ah.
They're not anymore, right? Don't they go in different ways and put them so that there isn't. Like, didn't she go through the nipple? Like, there were.
She did. There was a half moon cut on the lower part of the areola. Mm. That's the way they went in on hers. They look great. And they were silicone?
Oh, this was old timey.
Well, I was 20 something. Mm. So, yeah, very old timey.
Dating a model when you're 20s. Huh?
And then the next.
She's hot too.
Lady.
This is the one that he left to go to LA for the job that dried up and never.
It didn't dry up. Viacom just. Torpedoed.
He moved
the
there
signal.
And the job just was torpedoed. And then he goes back to San Diego and sees her a month later at a party. She's like, why are you here?
That's not quite the story, but yes. Something
why didn't
like,
you call me when your job fell through? Oh, because I thought we broke up when I didn't move to LA with you.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it was a thing.
Yes. Yeah. No, it started a big argument.
Anyway, where were we? How did we get on
something
that?
Something about boobs?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No,
and then I met a lady when I got back here in 08, and she had the most beautiful boobs you've ever seen, and I did not know they were fake until she said, they're fake. And wow. I was like, oh, my gosh.
But they were still feeling?
We weren't together long enough to really get to that point.
I'm sorry.
That's too bad.
Well, it wasn't a good fit. It happens.
Yeah, but sometimes you just... Go forward for a little bit. Just.
But Vinny doesn't do that. He just nips it in the bud. He's like, I don't want no trouble.
I don't
need you standing on my front porch tearing up a letter.
Oh, boy.
You tore up the letter.
You really like bringing up every single
possible. I feel like these
guys
haven't heard all these stories.
Story.
Yeah. What story?
The story about the time when the girl came up and handed you a 4-page single space front and back.
I was hanging out with this one girl. It's not the same
girl. This is, by the way, years ago.
I was living in Carlsbad at the time, down in North County, San Diego. I hadn't even met Sarah yet. I'm dating this lady, but right at this point in my life, the only thing I care about is my career and my
upward trajectory.
My climb.
Right.
So I'm just busy with that. This lady was nice. We were cool. I liked her, but I never misled her at all to believe that she was anywhere in the top 5 of my priorities. Mm. Never. We never said, you know, what you say to people. I never even said I have overwhelming feelings of concern for you.
Mm.
Nothing.
Wow.
Like, not even close to, you know, the...
But were you... Was the hull being breached?
That's a yes.
What's the question?
Did you do
stuff it? Stuff had happened, yes. Okay. We did stuff.
Like, all the stuff.
Yeah, but I...
Did you hit a home run?
What I'm saying is... It was out of left field. We hadn't seen each other for weeks.
Oh.
Like, I was working. I'm busy. I'm doing my thing.
So you would talk on the phone, and you just hadn't had time but it to
was,
see each other?
Yeah, but not even that. It was, she was, you know what? It's unfortunate, because now I look back and I realize I could have been more kind and proactive in my way of right. saying, I don't have time for this.
Right.
I just don't.
It's not you, it's me.
In the end,
I have underwhelming feelings of concern.
I wasn't that. It was I was just had my priorities set. Mm. I never misled anybody involved.
So weeks go by. You refuse to see her. And she shows up on your front porch.
And I had said, I don't want to do this anymore because it's going to go a direction that.
So she took all her girl feelings and she wrote them down on basically 8 pages of text,
whoa.
Single space.
Among
yes.
She's just
single space, front and back. No,
front
you've said this,
back.
Front and back. So there she is standing on his porch, and she's all, here, read this, expecting him to read it right there
nowhere,
while she stands
she
and watching.
She shows up and hands me this letter, and I was like, look, I don't know what you're hoping to achieve here, but there is no, like, reconciliation. There is no, I'm not going to read this. I don't have...
She's all, no, you are reading it right now. I'm going to watch you read it.
No.
Read it.
I'm not going to read it. I don't. There
some
isn't
paper
a possibility.
Tearing up a sound effect that we could get into our arsenal.
Sure.
And then like a door slamming in a girl's face. Yeah. Exactly. That's right. Can you put like a stink eye on your face while you do that?
Sure. Look. Stink eye.
Yeah. And then slam. And that was the end for her.
Wow.
Poor girl.
Wasn't quite that aggressive or mean, but the point was I didn't want her to walk away thinking, oh, that he's going to read
did
that.
Did you throw
he
the pieces of paper
I never read one word
right,
of it.
Right, so did you rip it up in front of her and then throw the paper at her?
I can't say I remember how that all, where I disposed of the paper. Mm. But I do know that I was, my point was, I don't want her to walk away from here thinking.
He's going
to
read that.
I don't want her to think, I crafted the perfect letter and when he reads this, he's going to know we're.
Meant to be.
We should mm-hmm. happen.
We're soulmates.
I didn't want that for her, and I didn't want it for me. I just was like, no, I don't.
You did the right thing.
I was trying to not mislead people. And in the end, I'm the guy that tore up a letter for some lady, you know, 20, 35 years ago.
And thank you for that.
Why?
Because it's been a long time.
You love getting
the show.
You love it.
I do. Because it is true. Like, isn't that in the end... Was she, it might have hurt in the moment, but she's like, well, there's no questioning what that meant. That guy's done with me.
Right.
So then did she come back later with a six pack
no,
and
there
a
was
trench
never,
coat?
No, there was never it. Another interaction between us. And I moved on down the road to
Philadelphia.
Well, it
sounds like you'd already moved on down the road.
510, our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, Vinny, please can't you call them breasts? Kind of disrespectful. What did I call him?
Boobs? I can't even remember talking about boobs this break.
Well,
no, we were talking about
breast implants.
Yeah, implants.
Oh.
I just called them breast implants.
Fake boobs?
I don't know.
Fake boobs, maybe?
I don't know.
Honk, honk.
Oh, you did call them honk, honks, yes.
I certainly don't mean to be disrespectful.
No,
but
at all.
You might hear me say boobs again. Like,
boobs
don't,
are cool.
I don't think it's a bad word.
Right. It isn't.
I don't mean it to be disrespectful. 415 says, Tom Hardy is a hot big lip guy.
Tom Hardy?
Tom Hardy. Check out the lips
on
Tom.
I'm going to... Tom Hardy lips. Let's take a look here. Oh. Oh, I know who this guy is. Yeah, he has some good lips. I've never, ever had feelings about Tom Hardy before. I guess I just... You know what, though? They look a little red in some of these pictures. Like, I don't know.
Well, maybe they redded them up and, you know, in post.
Maybe. Colored them on in. Yeah.
I mean, voluptuous red lips.
Yeah, he's cute.
Isn't that
what's Tom
part
Hardy
of
in? Is he Venom?
He's Venom.
He's Venom.
He was
Blinders.
In the Bikers movie. What did you just say?
He was in Peaky Blinders too.
Oh. Was he in The Revenant? Is he the yes. bad guy? Okay, yeah. He's one of those guys
he's been in everything, and he always looks a little different.
He looks different.
He looks like, different in everything he does.
You can see five different pictures of him and be like, is that all the same guy?
Yeah. Was he a bad guy in a Batman movie as well?
I believe he played the guy with the deep voice. Yes.
Low talker?
Yeah, that guy.
Mm. I don't know that guy. Okay, we're literally couldn't be later. Actually, I mean, I take it back. We could be later. Let's see.
Bane. Sorry, I just thought of it. I didn't even have to look it up.
He's the producer. Listen to him. He keeps talking. Space, the final frontier after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.